that and how it all happened.
How it all happened.
That and
Chapter 3. Circling from in, outward.
For stranger and disturbing reasons, the terror that stands at the shoulder of our time touches the cheek with this. There have been other omens, but never of this sort and never so credible. In a time like ours, seemings and portents signify. We've smelled the wind in the street that changes weather. We've seen the familiar room grow unfamiliar, the order of numbers alter, the expectation cheat the expectant eye. The appearance defaults with us. Here in this city, the wall of the time cracks.
Go back into the past, and on back, and all of a sudden it's future. What about this business of going into the future? It's the same future. It has to be. Because that's all that ever happened. This closed cycle of past, present, future, past. Whole patterns of universes would appear and disappear in those brief moments. There is no past or future, it all just is.
Is enormous. There might be 10,000. There might be more. The whole square is faces. Opposite over the roofs of the mountains. It's quite clear. There are birds circling.
There's no sound but the shuffle of shoe leather. Now even the shoes are still. No one has spoken or called out. There's no stir at all, nor movement. They wait. They wait faithfully, trusting the answer. It is as quiet as that now. It is strange to see such throngs so silent. Nothing yet. Nothing has happened. Wait. There's a stir here to the right of us. They're turning their heads. There's no sound, only the turning. Listen. That is she. She's speaking.
I have come in a dream. You must learn to dream. Where the crumbling of time like the ash from a burnt string has stopped for me. For you the bread still burns. You take the feathery ash upon your fingers. You bring yourself from the time past as it pleases you. It is hard to return to the old nearness. Harder to go again.
We hear the releasing of held breath, the weight shifting, the lifting of shoe leather. The stillness is broken as surface of water is broken. The sound circling from in outward.
Thank you. this old dead city. Isn't it beautiful? He gazed out from his position at the complex variety of buildings before him, trying to feel the life of the city as it might have been. Some were small, obviously homes. Others were huge, with tall, frail spires standing against the pale blue sky. Square buildings, ellipsoid, spheroid, beautiful, dream-stuffed bridges connected tall, conical towers, bridges that still swung in the wind, tall, fragile buildings laughing at time and weather. If such wonders remained, one could only guess at the machines, the gadgets, the artistry, already decayed and blown away to mix forever with the sand. The sands have blown down the wide streets and filled the doorways. Plants grew from roofs of smaller buildings. He crawled over the rubble through old doorways half filled with the accumulation of ages. The city was absolutely still except for small gusts of wind sighing through the frail spires. Buildings were smaller, spires dwarfed against larger structures. Here a path was packed in the sand, leading to a particular building. He started off toward the tall building. Then he stooped and entered the building. He stood there alone, feeling the age of the place. Even the smell of age was in the air. What are those instruments in the rooms? It looks like a clock measuring God knows what, but I'm certain it had some other function. A thing of mystery and immense power. The clock was worn. What is it? What does it measure? Catalog, itemize. He touched it again, curiosity overwhelming his fear. It was warm, no mistake, and there was a faint vibration, a suggestion of power. Say it any way you want to. This is the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. None can hold a candle to this. He had heard a voice. He looked around at the old buildings, down the length of the ancient street. Something strange about the voice. It was not a voice, exactly, but a stirring in his mind, like a strange language heard for the first time. There was no hurry to be going home, although home was a very great distance away. He brushed his trousers. He pointed. He scrambled through the doorway. He got up and ran down the ancient sandy street until he came to the edge of the city. Here he stopped. It seemed a more practical place now. Over there on the hill, just outside the city, the hills stood immobile. Brown-gray, already shimmering with the way. In the days that followed, he gave much thought to the clock. He came to the city every day. He spent long hours in the huge building. He glanced backward, not looking back. East, west, north, south, down, up. No, there is another direction. It was a door of some kind, leading to a path of some kind where distance was non-existent. In this place of no direction, think of the city and you will see it.
out. They had that big ice storm, and there was people there that didn't have heat or didn't have power for almost a week, and they had no electricity either. And the houses froze up. They're just out of luck. Life just happens.
Well, I guess we'll just keep on doing and going the way we are. You better get that chicken coop built.
I've been here listening ever since I got back from the grocery store.
Yeah, I've been listening. Did you pick up a dozen eggs?
Matter of fact, I did. $1.19 a dozen. I don't think you could grow chickens that cheap, can you?
I don't know. There's a little bit of difference now. I mean, there's a couple of good things about having your own. First of all, go out, you check them in the morning, you check them at night. You go to the store or wherever you're going to get your feed, you buy the feed, it gets you to be active almost every day, and that kind of prolongs your life there a little bit.
Well, what do you do if you go to the beach for the week?
I don't go to the beach.
Yeah, but anybody else, they don't sit there and watch chickens every day.
No, we can't go to the beach. What do you want to go to the beach for? Catch fish?
Yeah, that's what we do. We down there crabbing and fishing and play, and we get tired of that, we go up to the mountains.
Well, if I need fish, I'll go back in my pond and get a trout.
Whoa!
It's big enough to hold about 60. Except when the great crane comes in. The heron. Hey, if you're going to come over and go fishing at my, in the pond over here, bring a... Never mind.
So you got to go up there every day, too?
No, not in the winter time. They're sleeping.
Okay.
Hey, you didn't even start your chicken pen, did you?
No, but boy, do I have the lumber to do it. A whole bunch of 4x4s. Real 4x4s. Well, 3x3s, I guess they are, maybe. Real nice hard wood. So I got, I was out taking inventory the other day. Six of these, I think they're 3x3s. Real hard wood. And nice and straight. And, I'm gonna be able to build a pretty fancy chicken coop. Maybe I'll have to live in it myself.
All right, what you do is, I built one years ago. I don't use it anymore. It's a 4x8. It's 4x8. And that's the length of it. And the width is a 4x4. Now, you split it in half. You have a door for the enclosure. You know, where your nests and everything will be. And then the other half of the 4x8, the other half of it, the floor has to be wire, you know, one inch by half inch wire for them to walk on. And if you have your water, you know, your water container outside, you know, on that part, that's where they'll go out there, you know, and build it like that. The roof I have on it is metal. So you don't have to worry about the metal roofing, you know. And if you want to build it around that housing, then you just get yourself a fencing wire and build it all the way around it. Fencing wire all around it. That's the one type I had years ago.
Yep, it's definitely going to be something like that, yes.
Well,
I just turned it into farming.